This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being
riding. I'm never gonna dance again. Get defeat if get no rhythm.
Never cheat temper team. Never you're not a friend.
Hey guys, we just came in. What are we doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Close the door.
Love.
Close the door.
We're making love in here. We're just two guys making love in
close
here.
Close the door. Close the door.
I'll close the improv door.
We were
door.
Fucking.
We were singing our little potato song.
Were you doing it in the Swedish chef voice?
We do. It's almost like Benny and June, but we make the potatoes kiss.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's almost like Harold and Maude, except we make the potatoes kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello. What's up?
Hello, and welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast in three
about
parts.
About potatoes kissing.
The first part is insanity. The second part, we get our shit together and we do the real show. The third part is plugs.
I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And
insanity, the getting your shit together, and the plugs.
Yeah, and you're all ridiots.
Why did you point to my hair when you said plugs?
I pointed to you for all three.
We like that, right? We like calling our audience members, our listeners, ridiots.
Yeah, they love it too.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
It's official. You're ridiots.
Well, technically, you can only be a ridiot if you go on to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and give us $1 a month. And then you get to be a ridiot and you get to read our newsletter.
Yeah, then you can get the tattoo, enter the secret society, learn the dance.
Hey, people have Hey Riddle Riddle tattoos and it is wild. It's very wild.
I have a question. Can we come up for names of fans who are not really fans, but their partners or spouses are, so they're forced to listen to us in the car?
Okay.
Future divorcees.
Widowers.
patient.
Yeah.
There are patients.
Yeah.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is listening to 180 hours of a podcast that makes absolutely no fucking sense.
Hey. My memory keeps resetting.
Aaron, moments ago, you're a goldfish.
Yeah.
Well, it all
in many
the
ways.
The snack that smiles back, baby.
Wow.
Wow. Is that what you say during sex?
That worked out so well. I've never been that smooth.
If I call someone a snack that smiles back, I get fucking canceled. Then they would go around telling it about herself.
Aaron,
all the time.
You're a fucking back. Aaron, you're a fucking snack who
and
smiles
I smile back.
Back. Smile for me.
Okay. So I have a story for you.
Ooh. I'm going to
get into
this sleeping bag.
Should we get around the fireplace?
You might have noticed I wasn't at World News last night.
No. Great show.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, you were there. It was fun.
Oh, can I say I had one of my favorite, maybe my favorite moment of the last year, which
Rude.
Is I played a pirate and I was trying to make a withdrawal at a bank and Rob asked me what I do and I said, I'm in sales. Which I thought was very funny as a pirate.
Pretty good.
And then
that's not the funny part.
And then
this is the funny part.
And then I said, how'd you get this job? And he goes, oh, I got my dad worked here, so I'm a bit of a legacy. And I go, legacy? Oh, is this because of my leg? Because I lost my leg at sea?
It was.
Did the audience stand up?
Crickets. Absolute crickets.
No, really?
No, they loved it.
But they did love it. And it was very cool because it was very unplanned for Rob to say that and for him to have. And Adel, earlier in the show, had lost his leg at sea as that pirate.
But I focused on leg. And then as I said legacy, I was like, oh, shit, that's leg at sea. And it was very satisfying.
That's a real snack that smiles back moment.
Absolutely. So finish your story.
Had a lot of Hey Riddle Riddle fans message me yesterday saying they were at World News and that I wasn't there. And so I was like, oh, what a bummer. But I
so
was
anytime
at...
you're not there, Riddiots will message you and say, you're not here?
Yeah, basically.
What a fucking treat.
but, wow, that's truly the snack that smiles back.
I was at a charity event in the suburbs. It was my boyfriend's mom created this charity with her friends, and it does really well, and they have this big charity like ball every year that has mm-hmm. like a theme. One time, Sean and Harrison Lott got paid to be mimes at it. Have you ever seen those
pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So awesome. We went to that.
And then Harrison just acted as a mime for weeks.
He was stuck.
He was stuck in it.
So I'm at this charity event in the suburbs. It's a real small time vibe, small town vibe. I'm so tired. I'm meeting Sean's pediatrician.
Small town vibe.
I'm meeting all of
You're
his friends.
Eating
parents.
Sean's pediatrician.
I'm meeting them.
What a real small
town
vibe.
Can I say small town vibe is the name of my Twin Peaks vibrator?
Ew. I'm just drinking my sangria, minding my own business. And this woman comes up to me. And the first thing she says is, I don't know who you are, but what's your name? And I was like, what? And she was
I
like,
I don't know who you
and
are.
And I was like, my name's Aaron.
Name?
And then she said, are you in a podcast? And I said, yes. And she said, I have two friends. They're introverts. They're very shy. And they think they recognize you, but they're really unsure that it's you because why would you be here at this charity event?
And why
Joliet?
Would you be looking so sad if you're so successful?
And why are you?
Why are you drinking sangria and eating a pediatrician?
Drinking sangria, putting 10 tickets in one of the raffle baskets
I don't
to
know
try
who,
to win it.
I don't know who you are. What's your name? Okay, you have sangria all over down your dress.
I don't know who
Please
you are.
Please leave.
But I have a very particular set of skills. It's helping women covered in sangria.
But I met two Hey Riddle Riddle. They were also Magic Tavern fans. But
oh, nice.
Hey Riddle Riddle fans.
That's awesome.
At this charity event in the suburbs in
That's
a state
wild.
That I'm not even from. And they live in Joliet. They have three kids. And I was so confused. And I was like,
Each?
I don't think they're going to believe me.
They're a couple?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Interesting.
They have, yeah. And they, I was like, I'm going to tell JPC and Adel I met you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I, of all the places to meet,
of
fans,
all the gin
that
joints.
Is the craziest place.
I will, a lot of times, I will be at like the grocery store and I'll be like looking at, I don't know, fucking dried pasta. And I'll hear from behind me somebody be like, baby don't know. And I'm like, sorry. And they're like, baby don't know. And I'm like, okay, man. And they're like, hey, Adel. And I'm like, oh, did we go to school together? And they're like, no.
Why would I say baby don't know?
Yeah. And I'm just like, just say hi, like just introduce yourself. But I've been like,
you famously don't remember any of your quotes and catchphrases.
Any of my quotes. Mm. But my favorite one was I've gotten recognized a little bit like around the country. But I was in Times Square with my sister, and a woman ran up and goes,
throwing your hat in the air and spinning around.
I was like, oh shit, this isn't Minnesota, Milwaukee. Shit, fuck. But I was in Times Square with my sister, and a woman ran up and goes, I'm so sorry. This is going to be the craziest question if I'm wrong, but are you Chaunt the Badger? And I stop dead and I go, what? And she goes, I am so sorry. And I go, I totally am.
That's amazing.
I'll go to like, I was at a Starbucks the other week and I said, are you on a podcast? To the guy who was working there. And he was like, no. And I was like, that's right. I'm on a fucking podcast. And I
remember this voice.
I threw my coffee at him.
But anyways, it was one of the funniest places to see. I was like, hi.
That's wonderful.
It also, that's only ever happened to me in front of my boyfriend's parents.
That's cool.
And well, they're beginning to think that I'm paying these people to say these things.
Can I ask? That's where a significant amount of the Patreon goes, is to pay people at Aaron's life to prop her up. What was the charity? What was the charity?
It is called Hugs.
Give them a plug.
Plug them with Hugs.
And actually, if anyone wants any information about donating to it, they do a lot of really good work. It feels like sort of a local Make-A-Wish, but they do lots of different things.
Interesting. And you can donate directly at BernieSanders.com.
I will say, I don't know how you two feel. I will say, if you ever see me in public and you recognize me, please say something. I was at an antique store in like Anawan, Illinois, or somewhere around that, Galva, Illinois, with my mom. And we were just hanging out, shopping for antiques like we do. And somebody tweeted like an hour later, like, I saw you at the antique shop. I was so nervous to say hi, but I recognize you. And I'm like, you would have made me an absolute star in front of my mom. So please, if you recognize me, say something. Even if you just throw a bagel at me or something, like, just please make me look cool.
Throw a bagel at me.
I can't do it on my own. I need your help.
Before Mariah and I were dating, we used to work together. We were on a work trip together.
Oh, unprofessional.
Very unprofessional. We weren't, nothing happened. We weren't, like I said, we were not dating on this
Nothing happened.
Work trip. Well, we fucked and, you know.
Oh, Never mind.
No, nothing happened. It was a work trip. And it was, again, like I said, before we were dating. And
we were on a break.
We were on a break. And I was doing this presentation for these commercial real estate brokers, and my like computer wouldn't work. And someone at the hotel that we were at gave me like an AV cable or whatever to plug in my computer. And then we were sitting in the airport like hours later, and I got a direct message on Twitter from someone who was like, this is going to sound weird, but like, are you in New Mexico at this like conference? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, I'm like the AV guy that gave you a cable. And then I was in the back of the room, and then I heard that you were JPC, and I was like, how many JPCs can there be? And I was like, you're
if all goes as planned, 100,000 by Monday.
First of all, my clones can't spawn that fast.
Yes, they can.
They're mostly just common legs at this point. You asked.
You're mostly just common legs.
Come and legs. I fell in love with you. Come and legs.
I'm so sorry.
But Mariah did think it was very cool that there was like just a person, a random person in New Mexico who was like, you're that person.
And then you, she said like, wow, I'm beginning to see you differently.
Mm-hmm. And then
my best friend is
a tail as old as time.
Legs.
She's beauty and you're the beast.
And now she's helping me build my common legs army.
What are they capable of?
Just like the Empire.
Everything.
Wasn't Boba Fett famously just common legs?
It's true. What are they capable of, Aaron? They can't be stopped.
So this has been 10 and a half minutes of madness. Let's get into the conceit of the show.
This is a professional podcast
where
we do puzzles.
Professional podcast. So I am Old Man Publels, and we are going to start off with, I enjoyed doing these last time. These are what I called last time Hink Pinks. What I've now learned, and
I'm so problematic.
a little bit. What I've now learned, they were actually invented by 20th century humorist George S. Kaufman, and the real name of them is Stinky Pinkies.
Can't get worse, but it seems to be.
All right, I'm so sorry, but I need to see a scene. Adel, you're George S. Kaufman.
Mm-hmm.
You're at this gentleman's club, and we're all sitting around like on leather chairs smoking cigars, and you're telling us about this new thing you've created, but no one can giggle anytime you say the name of what it is.
That's how I invented the washing machine.
A good machine.
Very good,
of course.
Yes, very good. What did you have? You invented anything?
Bourbon. Leather. And talking down to women.
Wow. Marcus Kentucky, you've done it again.
quite an accomplishment.
Cheers. Yes.
Daniel Whirlpool, I want to not sneeze at what you invented. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the washing machine and also hot tubs.
And telling women to smile.
And forcing women to smile.
with
my great personality.
And clean wash. They say, you know, in the inventing business, ABC, always be clothing.
Well, keep your chin up, Harry. You haven't invented anything yet.
You'll
but
invent
we,
something and we'll be mean to women.
actually, I have invented something, and it is demeaning to women.
That's very cute. That's very cute. Of course you have.
Of course you have.
Very sweet, Harry. You've definitely.
I invented it right now. Go ahead and smell my finger.
Oh, boy. How to say no to this?
I think you just invented Hamilton. Say that again.
I couldn't possibly.
All right. You want us to smell your finger?
Yes. Is there cocaine on it?
There was. There's residue for sure.
Here I go. We did it the same time. We almost kissed.
Yes. But we never would because of our homoeroticism.
Yes.
Keeping that alive and well.
The reason I want you to smell my finger is because I invented something that I call the Stinky Pinky.
Okay, yes. Now, I did notice that smelled awful.
The what?
I call it the Stinky Pinky. Now, what it is two words that rhyme
Sure.
We all went to the same inventor school. We have successful inventions.
Okay.
And you invented the Stinky Pinky?
Yeah, so let's say that I have one of my digits on my hand that overstays its welcome at a party. That might be called a...
Stinky pinky.
A linger finger.
Oh.
Do a few more.
A few more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if I had a puppy who lived inside a bayou or swamp? That might be called
a dog.
A muddy dog.
What is it?
Well, it's a stinky pinky.
Okay.
Stinky
I have one.
Pinky.
Or a bog dog.
What if you clean a window with only one finger?
Okay, you'd be... Windex.
Yes.
Wait, did you just invent Windex?
Yes, I did.
The world will truly be a better place when I'm dead.
A bunch of crows will fly into doors now because of my Windex.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of crows will fly into doors
Isn't
because
that what
of windows?
Happens? Isn't that Windex?
Yes, so you're going to put Windex on doors.
Those clear glass doors.
Clear glass doors.
Marcus
Don't
Kentucky,
you remember those ads?
Son of a bitch.
Don't you remember those ads?
See.
But don't you remember those ads?
No.
Those crows who are like, I'm going to try flying in the house.
Oh.
Because there's clearly no door there.
This
they're
is
like,
a
don't
fucking
do it,
fever
Larry.
Dream you had.
Don't do it, Larry. Remember what happened last time? You almost died. And he's like, I'm going to do it. And he goes and
Aaron, you're
and
not
going to
trick
right
me into
door.
Googling your Hungry Howie's pizza commercial.
Oh, my God. Ever heard of me?
I am not
we get it,
to
it aired during
it.
The Super Bowl.
You guys, in a couple different states.
Ooh.
I'm big time now.
South and North Dakota?
People are calling me like just equal part. It was like J-Lo, Shakira, Aaron.
She's bigger than no, Nathan no, the no, Virginians. No,
no, no. Look at that, I'm still Jenny from the block.
Okay. All right, I'm ready to do these.
All right, so here's some stinky pinkies.
So we get the premise because that scene expertly explained it.
Yep, so it's going to be two words that rhyme. You have to figure out what the answer is
from
the sort of definition. Number one, Mrs. Onassis's tan pants. Oh, it's hard to say Mrs. Onassis's.
Cows or trousers.
Kennedy.
Mrs. Onassis's tan pants. Tan pants.
Jackie khakis. Hi, my name's Jackie khakis.
All right, Aaron.
I gotta see a commercial. Fuck.
This is.
I've never felt more valued than I do right now.
This is a car dealership, but you don't sell cars; you sell car keys, and it's Jackie's car keys.
Yeah.
It's a Boston car dealer. I can't stress this enough. There are no cars on this dealership.
Hey, welcome back to Jackie's Khakis. We have the sized lot of a car place, but we only sell khakis.
Okay, Jackie, we need that cleaner. Can you take that again?
Oh, of course. Here I go. Mm-hmm. All right. Welcome to Jackie's Khakis. I'm Jackie's Khakis herself. Our car lot is like this car. It's the kind of car lot that has cars on it, but we have no cars in sight.
Okay, Jackie,
we have
Jackie,
khakis.
We got to take that again. You said that your name was Jackie's Car Keys. That's... Okay, that's the name of the business.
Great,
okay.
And this business goes under. Jackie, you spend a few years living with your parents, and then you have a new idea. You're going to start selling fat bees. So this is the first commercial for Jackie's Fat Bees.
Hi, I'm Jackie's Khakis, and I sell fat bees. My khakis commercial went under. I tried selling khakis after that, but after that, it's fat bees.
Okay, Jackie,
bees
we
are
have
going,
to stop.
What's up?
I just didn't like the take.
Okay. Oh, God, I'm spiraling. All right. Oh, God, that put
me
in my head.
Yo, that's a tight spiral. You should play football.
Holy shit. We cut to me playing football.
What do we do?
Hi, I'm Jackie's Khakis. I'm about to throw the football behind me. I'm the one who throws it under my butt and up.
Seed. You know how a center throws the ball under their button up?
Am I wrong?
They throw it under their button up.
Okay, from now on, when you're watching football, remember what I said, everybody.
Under your button up.
Well, that sucks, Aaron, because this is going to come out after the Super Bowl, so people aren't going to be able to watch football for like another year, I guess.
Google it. I don't know what to tell you.
That's what JPC tells dates that he's going to, where he's going to put his penis, and then what Pixar movie they're going to watch.
Google it.
Under their butt.
Under the button up. I got it. Under their
okay,
butt.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. That was funny.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey, Adel, that was another pirate moment. I don't want you to brush by it.
Thank you. I lost my leg at sea. Number two, an introverted insect.
An shy fly.
An errand worm. Oh, sweetie.
Are worms insects?
No, but I did get Aaron Worms one summer in college. It was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Oh, you just watched a bunch of Dawson's Creek in your bed alone and cried?
I sat in a Dawson's Creek and I got Aaron Worms in my butt. Shy fly.
It is a shy fly.
Hell yeah.
I want to see a scene.
Like
this is going to be
in Super Mario.
Japes, you're going to be a shy fly. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you're going to be an Aaron Worm. Mm-hmm. And the two of you are at a party for a mutual friend's birthday.
I've never really seen you out before.
You know, I actually come to a lot of these parties, but I'm kind of just like a wallfly.
Yeah.
Or,
well, do you want to see my party trick?
Oh, I'm with someone.
Oh, no. It's like sort of just like a funny, like, cool thing
yes.
I can do.
I'm sorry, I thought you picked
me. All right, don't be scared. I'm just going to split my body in half because I have two hearts and then the Slytherin way in two different directions.
Could you please not? Because I only have like 4 more hours to live and I don't really want this to be the last fucked up thing I see. Is that okay?
I don't really know if it's fucked up. It's kind of natural. It's like sort of just in case anyone steps on me.
Can we reset? Would you like some poop? I'm going to have poop.
Hey, babe, who are you talking to?
This is Brett.
Hey. Oh, shit. Welcome to Earth, right? Welcome to Earth.
Brett, this is Jim.
Yeah, you're Earthworm, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to Earth.
Do you want to see me split into two because I have two hearts?
Is this a sex thing? Don't you fuck yourself?
Oh, like, oh. I have to go home.
We're going to need more poop.
No, I'm going to go home.
Same. We're going to need a bigger poop.
Would you kiss you if there was two of you for a day? Do you think he'd kiss you?
No. What the fuck?
Yes, you would. If there was a clone of you, you wouldn't kiss them?
Why? Well, if it's coming legs.
I'm so embarrassed.
What do you mean? Yes, you would.
If I'm you had, if, yeah,
Adel's being very incredulous that he would not kiss his clone.
Adel, this is a normal
thing. It's a normal thing to kiss your clone.
So, Aaron, the minute you saw a clone of yourself, you would run up and kiss it?
Normalize kissing your clone.
First things first, I smell it.
Don't king shame.
First things first, I smell it.
You smell your clone.
I smell my clone.
You would smell your clone knowing full well what you smell like.
Yeah. I don't know what I smell like. Do you know that my sense of smell is pretty bad?
Yeah.
Because I put too much eye cam up my nose.
From being around you, I do know that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. So if I smell bad, guys, know it's because I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And Zycam is like a kiss cam?
Yep.
Let's put it up on the Zycam.
I also want to see what my side profile looks like. I want to give myself a back massage.
What is happening?
I wanna give myself a sweet kiss. I'm not gonna have sex with me.
I would make what fucking leaps are these?
There are 100,000 people who listening to this who agree with me.
The minute you meet your clone, you make them like go to work for you, or you have them chores around the horse.
You give them a massage and you
I have
give
so
them
many horse tours
smell.
I need
you
to get done.
I defy you today be fine.
I'm a horse
keeper.
Okay. Look it in the mouth.
Okay.
Look it in the butt.
That horse was a gift.
All right, fine. He got it. Look
train it
in the
to
butt.
Be a police horse.
You're a man after my own heart.
Put some shoes on it.
Sure.
And feed its soul.
You're telling me that if you don't have like a list of things that you would do with your clone, if you had like your clone for a day, you and your clone for a day? You wouldn't like both jerk off and go
what?
First.
What is this?
I want Casey. Can you play this? I want to see a scene. Casey is going to play some montage music under this, and we're just going to see a day of you with your clone who sounds just like you, and all the things, the misadventures you two get. Up to.
Are we
going to
be playing his clone?
No, we'll just be us.
Okay, gotcha,
he'll be his
gotcha,
clone.
Gotcha,
so
gotcha.
It's an Adel scene with Adel.
Really hoping I could do my Adel impression.
So it's me with my own clone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Real bump set situation.
Unless JPC, you want JPC to be your clone.
I'll be your clone. Okay,
okay. Good.
Hold on.
So you got to do your Adel impression.
Oh, yeah, no, before we start, can you just give me some base Adel so I can slip into the impression?
Hi, this is Adel.
No, but do it in your fucked up goofy way that you do.
Ooh, this is Adel. I'm talking in the microphone.
Okay, I can do it. Everyone who listens to this podcast say we sound exactly the same anyway, so sounded look very similar.
Oh, good morning, Adel.
Oh, good morning, Adel.
Ooh, nasty little boy.
Ooh, time to slather up some pancakes, huh?
Mmm, get the nasty pancakes. Ooh, yeah. All kiss right. My dick.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Adel.
We just woke up again, Adel.
Mmm.
Ooh, that was a good little nap.
Can I see you from the side?
Ooh.
And now the back?
Okay.
And now in front of a car? Good morning, Adel.
Good morning, Adel.
What do you remember from yesterday?
We did side profiles,
smack.
I think.
Smack. We're going to do smack.
Ooh, let's
You're
shoot up.
You're my best friend.
Good morning, Adel.
Good morning, Adel.
I don't feel like going to the Hey Riddle Riddle recording.
Yeah, me neither.
What?
Oh.
We're both sick of this podcast?
Everyone is.
Really?
Yes.
Is it because it takes about 40 minutes to get into three riddles?
No, it's because JPC's cum clones kind of ruined the whole...
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. Another back massage and a little kiss? Don't mind if I do.
Aaron's in there alone. Should we say something?
Oh, fuck you.
Scene.
No, I walked right into that.
Scene.
I'm a snack that smiles back. I'm a snack that smiles back.
I
couldn't stop thinking of the, I was distracted that entire time because I couldn't stop thinking of the, do you remember the old commercials for Fig Newtons?
Oh, yes.
Where it's like,
no.
It's like a, it's something
shit.
Along the lines of like, a cookie's just a cookie, but Fig Newton's fruit and cake. But I couldn't stop thinking of like, a cookie's just a cookie, but a clone is coming leg.
Oh. Your brain is truly broken.
How are you sick of this podcast?
Oh, I'm definitely not.
Can you give us more of these fucking riddles then?
Yeah, here we go. Some more stinky pankies. This is a parsimonious wool producer.
Parsimonious wool producer. A damn lamb?
A what?
A damn lamb.
A damn lamb.
Damn lamb.
What to do with
a
that?
Damp lamp.
Damp lip.
Ooh, you think lamps produce wool?
A deep sheep?
Oh, you're getting close.
A
deep sheep, something they do in Wales. I'm so sorry, Welsh listeners.
I
really like the Welsh accent.
All I know is Catherine Zeta-Jones and Tom Jones. All the Joneses are from Wales. Do we know any other Welsh?
A lot of people on Love Island.
Oh, they have that Welsh grape juice.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So is sheep right?
Sheep is right. What do we think parsimonious means?
Parsimonious. Oh boy, this is a fucking college word.
Imagine
a deep sheep.
That's what James guessed.
Oh. Fell into a very deep sheep.
A beep sheep. A jeep sheep.
Parsimonious. Someone who's parsimonious.
Cheap.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Cheap sheep. How about an inebriated animal that emits a bad smell?
Hey, drunk dog. That dog not drunk.
An
errand
worm.
An errand worm.
I got to see a scene.
An inebriated zebrate.
Japes, you're a drunk. Japes, you're a drunk dog.
No, acknowledge inebriated zebrate.
I refuse to.
Zebrated is not an animal.
You know why I refuse to acknowledge it? Because I'm Adel's clone. He's at home in bed, and I'm here, and I mostly come in legs.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I really want a t-shirt that says inebriated zebrate. And it's just a zebra drinking a martini. Please, guys, please.
Absolutely not.
No, a zebra drinking a Bloody Mary.
Can it just say I've been zebrated and have a drunk zebra on it?
Inebriated zebrated.
We got it. So we're moving on and we're canceling the podcast.
I want to see a scene. Okay. Japes, you're a drunk dog, and Aaron, you're the bartender trying to cut him off.
One more. One more.
Closing time. You don't have this. You can't.
Closing time. One last time for Eskimo. Come on, hey.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Meow, sorry, I'm just a cat sitting at the bar. Did he say one more or rum more?
Technically, if it's just rum more, you have to give it to me because it's part of my existing drink.
You guys, you've been making eyes at each other the whole night. It's time to decide to go home together or kiss on the sidewalk or something, but you just can't continue to flirt in here.
We can't.
It's a will they, won't they situation.
I don't want to go home with him. He's a bad boy.
Yeah, I don't want to go with her. She's a prissy goody two-shoes.
Lick my pussy.
Okay, yeah, I don't get paid enough for this. Also, you're animals.
Maybe we'll have a little catnip.
Excuse me, I'm an inebriated zebraated.
Sorry, guys, I don't know if you... This is my boyfriend. He comes and I give him free drinks for the last couple hours of my
shift. He comes and you give him free drinks?
He comes here.
I gotta get that deal.
But he doesn't get you
I off? Come and he gets free drinks.
That should be the t-shirt.
Can I get you guys an Uber?
Do we know an inebriated animal that emits a bad smell?
Drunk. Skunk.
Drunk skunk.
That's it. Former President Clinton's medicine.
Intern ass.
No.
No, that's true.
No.
No, he was a sex criminal.
Intern.
Former
President Clinton's medicine.
We're on her side for that.
Bills. Pills.
That's right. How about a blouse made of soil? This is something Aaron might wear. From Dress Barn.
A blouse made of soil?
I would love to be the Dress Barn spokesman.
All right, Aaron, you got your moment of
this
the sun.
Is Jackie's Dress Barn.
Hi, I'm Jackie's khakis, and I'm here at Dress Barn. Do you want to wear this kind of dress? It has a blue print with a little bit of flowers. Over here, there's another kind of dress. It's the sort of dress your aunt would wear at a wedding. I'm here with several aunts here at Dress Barn. They're buying their nieces homecoming dresses and themselves dresses for daily life.
Adel, Aaron's been there for like an hour.
Should we say something?
You guys. I know who I
suddenly we'll watch The Nanny.
Can you do the Swedish chef doing closing time?
Closing time. Release key for Dicky. Safe it is your beast. Get a beer.
Birdie. Casey got up and left. He just charaded, fuck this place.
I was working in a delivery tweet.
No, veto.
Rhymes with
a little bit of beer to keep my life. A little bit of
Dirt shirt.
What was it?
Dirt shirt.
It is dirt shirt.
Burn Vernie, Vernie, Vern, Vernie, 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 Vern. Turn, 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 pitch, turn, blur.
Blue, dee, blue, dee, dee. I was blue, dee, 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 dee. How about a particular looking goatee? I'm sorry, a peculiar looking goatee.
Peculiar looking goatee.
A weird beard.
That's weird, a weird beard. Aaron, that's a weird beard. And you're listening to 107 FM in the morning.
You both have beards.
Yes.
True.
Correct. Would you like
should
me
to? Should I start wearing a fake beard to live shows?
Yes.
Aaron, I will pay for it if you wear it.
Okay, I'll do it.
Aaron, when you go to live shows, you've got two fake beards. That's Adele and I.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know okay.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How long have you had a beard?
I've had a beard since my neck surgery. I've had a beard since, boy oh boy, off and on since college, but I've maintained a beard since maybe 2008, I want to say.
I think I was probably 20 when I grew a like weird chin strap goatee thing that did not look good, mm-hmm. But I was probably wasn't until I was like 22 until I had like a beard.
But I knew you when you didn't, right? Did you always have a beard the whole time in Chicago?
I had a mustache for a
you
long time.
You used to have like a like a Salvador Dali mustache.
I had a huge mustache for like about a year.
But did you have nothing ever?
There's been a couple times in Chicago where I've gone clean shaven, but what it is for me is that I do not like to shave, and it takes no effort to grow a beard. Like, mm-hmm. You basically have to do nothing, and then you just have a beard. So that is my preference.
It's also nice to not... I was going to say, it's nice to not go into the Chicago winter with aftershave, like with a raw face.
I would never shave until like summertime.
I would never shave, for this beard is looking great.
When I met you on Sarab and Jason's porch at a party, mm-hmm. And we talked about
what is his origin story?
That's where we met. That's where the first time.
And Aaron and Japes meeting on a porch.
We talked about Veep for like 20 minutes. And I remember being like, that guy's really funny. And then the next time I saw you, I remember not recognizing you.
Because I didn't have a beard?
Because it was one of those was an inverse of the other. Your facial hair changed.
That's interesting. It's been very little time that I've spent without a beard. Not counting the mustache.
It's also possible you had a mustache one of the times and then a beard the next time I saw you.
The mustache was like a couple years ago.
Let's figure it out now.
Let's do it.
This is the best time for it.
Yeah, let's take a little break.
Do you notice how I'm winking? Mm-hmm, this is the best time for it.
Sure. I thought you were having a stroke, honestly.
Oh, I am.
Well, let's take a little break.
Adele's going to go to the hospital. Aaron and I are going to figure
no
it
need.
Out.
No need. I'm a clone.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Kill me.
That's right. Sure.
Kill me.
I forgot you.
We'll be
clone.
Right back with Les Adele.
No.
Kill me.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin
yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I'd
love to.
Didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here.
They're
coming here.
They're running.
Hooray!
And we are clones.
No, we've killed the clones. They're stinking in a pile over there. The clones are dead.
I didn't clone myself. I just split myself in two parts because I have two hearts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Two parts, two hearts.
See, mm-hmm. On CBS this fall.
Twins.
One of them dies. Twin. One gets both hearts, two hearts, one part.
God, I love to have two hearts. I don't have four hearts like a fucking space marine.
So let's cast two hearts. That's going to be Kevin Hart and Melissa Joan. Hart?
Yeah. Those are the two hearts
they're
that
twins.
I can think of.
Oh, boy.
And it's just, they remake one of the Mary-Kate and Ashley mystery movies.
Just the Parent Trap. They
Who
remake the Parent Trap
Who stole the Great
again.
Hope Diamond? What killed the dinosaurs?
So this episode we haven't done a ton of riddles. I'll come clean. I'll be honest.
Fine, you caught us.
The listeners would have never known unless we told them.
Well, we haven't done a ton, but I do want to mention that we are working with a finite resource. Riddles are basically
unobtainium.
I don't know, fucking coal, right? There's a limited amount. There's no more dinosaurs making, because dinosaurs famously pooped coal. Mm-hmm. There's no more dinosaurs to make coal, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that one in my backyard that I'm keeping safe from people like you.
More coal, Mrs. Aaron?
Are you kissing that dinosaur?
Please don't make me go back down to the coal mine, Mrs. Aaron.
That's horrible.
In my head,
him and I were like, I was like protecting him and he was my friend.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a dinosaur slave who's got making you coal.
My God.
Let's just say I have a dinosaur as well, but I keep him in the bedroom. He's a Pegasaurus.
The bedroom, I'm a triceratop.
So something I thought we could do.
You guys! This is the most fun we've ever had. Everybody just relax.
Something I thought we could do to sort of, like when you sneak into your parents' liquor cabinet when you're a kid and you take some bourbon, you might put some water in to help dilute that and make it last a little longer. So something I thought we could do is try out some new segments. These would be reoccurring segments that we introduce that don't burn a million riddles so that we can keep doing the podcast for a long, long time. How does that sound? Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like the listener got way more information than they needed behind our secret plan.
Interesting.
But I love it. And I think that we should do it. And I think that they'll forget this.
Great. So for this first segment that I'm going to introduce, what I need us to do is, one, I need us to have a lot of energy. Is that okay, Dr. Sleeps over here?
Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh, we're getting pulled over. Hold on.
Hold on. A hula hoop.
Be cool. Everybody be cool. The podcast is getting pulled over. Hold on. Oh, let me handle this.
Okay. Hold on, now.
What seems to be the problem?
Do you know how fast you were going?
Well, we're about 35 minutes in, so...
Never answer that question.
Sorry, I don't know. I don't...
Can I see your license and podcast registration, please?
Yep. Here's a certificate from HeadGum that says I am able to do a podcast. What was the other thing you needed?
It says you're adult to do a podcast.
Shit. Okay. Yep. I don't have a license.
I have a license. It's just a picture of Jake and Amir that they gave us.
Okay,
this is a license to do a podcast on this network.
Japes, that is a rake and a beer. You are holding a rake and a beer.
I love their podcast.
All right. What are some reviews that you've gotten? What are some, like, iTunes reviews?
Greg from Colorado famously called us boring and uninspired or
some
shit.
A lot of people... Most of our reviews are either not enough riddles or too many riddles. Mm-hmm. So
there's
we can't win.
There's one review from a user called My Grandma that says, how do I rate the podcast? That's a one-star review.
Well, one of your backlights is out.
Oh, really?
And it says here, yeah. Well, I just did a little bit of research on you. It seems like Aaron is underappreciated.
Huh.
Huh. Well, keep an eye on that.
Can I see your badge?
Give me your gun.
Get on the floor.
You're under arrest.
Okay. Squeal like a piggy.
I have lots of energy. That's all to say that I have lots of energy.
I love telling a cop, can I see your badge? The answer is always no.
Can I see your gun?
Great. So for this first segment, we need some energy. So what's going to happen is just to this sort of rhythm, like,
that's fast.
We're going to list animals doing or holding something. So we might say a snake with an egg roll, 20 eagles fucking. Right? Does that make sense? A horse with a trumpet.
Doing something or holding something.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And it could be any number of animals. Like you said 20 eagles.
We're just going to try and, yeah.
Can you explain it one more time?
So literally any animal doing anything.
Okay.
So the examples I gave were a snake with an egg roll, horse with a trumpet, 20 eagles fucking.
Got it.
Here we go. Da, da, da.
A prairie dog with a hand grenade.
A chinchilla with a McDonald's bag.
A fox with a cup of coffee.
A dolphin with a mustache.
A zebra with a cocktail.
A dolphin without a mustache.
A monkey with a hand grenade.
And that brings us to...
Wait, I want to keep going.
That brings us to our very first animal parade.
We beat the two animals and two items in our six things that we did.
I want to play again.
Well, you said something that rhymes with parade, a monkey with a hand grenade. Uh-huh. That brings us to our segment, Animal Parade.
This is a segment within a segment?
No.
The name of the segment is Animal Parade.
The name of the segment is Animal Parade. Great. This was all the lead up to me announcing it.
Oh. What? Okay, fine, but can we do that again? That was so fun.
So versus getting into the segment, you'd rather replay the intro?
It was so fun.
Wait a second.
You guys are the fucking worst.
Wait, that's not the segment? That's the intro? I thought that was the segment.
You are the fucking worst.
Your fault.
Literally, before the podcast, I said I'm going to introduce a segment. The only thing I ask is to go with it. And you guys go... What do you think we're going to do?
How the fuck would we not know that that was the segment? We embraced it with open arms, having no idea that that was the intro to the segment.
I thought that was the segment. I loved that segment. But hold on. Who said grenade first?
You think I would just explain a game, put a title to it, and that's the reverse engineer that...
Did I say grenade first or did you say grenade first?
You said grenade.
And then
I stopped it to say animal parade because that's the name of the segment.
But how did you know I was going to say grenade?
I didn't.
Holy shit, then that's amazing.
That's why I stopped it to move into the segment... But
I swear to God, you explained it like this was the segment.
I regret nothing. Oh. Okay.
Can we play again?
I'm going to throw up. All I know.
Here we go.
Casey, do not touch this episode.
This episode
is perfect as it is.
Okay. Cheetah with a cactus.
A horse with a whisper.
A kitty cat with a boat.
Beaver doing push-ups.
A monkey with some lemonade.
An eagle with some pink lemonade.
A bat missing its dad.
A rhino with a superiority complex.
That brings us to Animal Parade.
Yay!
Bum, 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 bum,
flawless. Bum, bum.
So Animal Parade is a segment I'd like to introduce.
Can we also name the segment that we just did?
Yeah, can that be the Addles Mad segment?
That's always how we get into Animal Parade.
Okay, love it, love it. Gotcha. Okay, we're ready.
Yeah. What do you got?
I used to be Addle, now I'm a clone named Maddle.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read a brief article about something going on with animals.
Sure.
Because here's the thing. Animals are a mystery, right? That fits into the show.
And the rest is history.
Much like space, animals are a mystery.
Yeah. I wanted to be a zoologist before I went into doing what I do, theater, which is the exact opposite of being a zoologist.
Bullshit.
Which is the exact opposite of helping people.
Yeah.
Well, some theaters are zoos.
And you two know that my favorite thing in the world to do, and I did it several times last night in World News, is to play animals.
Yes.
So I thought to do something with animals, and that brought me to Animal Parade. So
gotcha.
I'm going to read an article about what's going on in the animal world, and then I'm going to give you all a puzzle or a riddle having to do with animals, and we'll have to solve that.
Okay,
make
cool.
sense?
Can we comment on this article as you read it?
Absolutely. That's the point of it, is that it's fodder. It's something that's not a riddle that we can use for inspiration and scenes and kind of talk about so that we have some longevity. So the article I found is from the Washington Post. The title of this article is, If Emotional Support Animals Are Banned from Planes, Some People Say They'll Stop Flying. Now, Ollie is a 35-pound, 4-year-old obedient school graduate who can roll over and shake on command. He is also a seasoned air traveler. The miniature golden doodle has flown in the plane cabin dozens of times, always without incident, according to its owner, Tracy Halama. But Ollie's flying days may be numbered, because he is an emotional support animal for Halama's teen daughter, who suffers from anxiety. The Transportation Department last week proposed allowing airlines to treat support animals as pets rather than service animals, which have been trained to perform a task or function for a person with disabilities. How do we feel about that?
That's not good.
No, that's awful. Why would they do that? This person's name is Halama. That person's just a llama. That's a llama in disguise.
Here's a quote from the president of the Association of Flight Attendants. It says, "The days of Noah's Ark in the air are hopefully coming to an end." Although wacky animals get the most attention, the Transportation Department says the vast majority of emotional support animals on planes are dogs. So they're going to call an end to this, which seems like it's going to be...
More dogs on planes?
Very, very sad. No more dogs on planes. But no more snakes on planes.
No emotional support dogs on planes. But like if you're like blind or you have like a disability, that's not like an emotional thing. You can still... Right?
Right.
They
said
it's
service
animals.
That's still really bad.
It says here, the proposed rules seek to address conundrums that mushroomed as more animals have taken to the skies, the most controversial of which may be the proliferation of emotional support animals. Training is not required for support animals, about 751,000 of which flew in 2017. The current regulation's broad definition of a service animal has allowed all manner of species to board free, a duck, a marmoset among them. Huh.
That emotional support animal thing is, it's also just like insanely easy to do. You basically like pay $100 online and you get a certificate and then you have an emotional support animal.
I was on a flight late last year, and as I was falling asleep, I felt something.
I was sleeping on a flight late last year.
And I felt something. I thought it was a human like grabbing my legs, and yes. I freaked out. And I was like, "There's a killer! There's a killer coming up from under my seat!"
Oh my god! Wait, that is a great screenplay idea.
It was terrifying. It was the most I've legit been fearful of my life.
Was the dog behind you?
It was under the seat. Yeah, whoever the owner was put it on the floor and took the leash off. So it was just running around the plane, and it ran under my seat and like was grabbing at my feet. And I thought it was like a small killer.
Grabbing. Right. The dog was
name
grabbing.
Of my movie is Small.
Small Killer. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are boarding a flight. I will be the sort of ticket taker or flight attendant. And Japes, you will be some sort of emotional support animal for Aaron. Okay. Ticket,
here,
please.
Here you go.
Okay.
And I don't need a ticket because I'm an emotional support animal.
He's with me.
Huh. I'm so sorry. I don't want to make any assumptions.
He's my emotional support man.
I'm an emotional support. A man's an animal. And
so
I'm an animal.
So you're bringing on an emotional support animal, which is man.
Yeah.
And therefore not needing a ticket. Therefore getting clearly what is your boyfriend or husband on the flight for free.
No. We're not.
We're not. No.
He's
my
pet.
We're not. Yeah. I'm a pet. I'm an emotional support animal.
I don't need to know your sex life. Okay. If you're an emotional support animal, I need to put you through the rigmarole. I need to see... You're training.
Okay.
So go ahead and sit.
Yeah, sit in here.
Okay, I'm sure. Sit on the chair.
Why not?
Okay, go ahead.
Cheers. Okay.
Go ahead and beg.
Oh, please let me have your Netflix password. Oh, come on. I'm not going to look at anything weird. They don't even have porn on there.
And I want you to roll over.
Okay.
What carrier do you have, AT&T?
Oh, yeah, but it's...
I want to see you roll over your minutes.
Well, it's infinite minutes.
Roll over your minutes.
Nobody has rollover minutes.
Okay, then I can't let you on the flight.
Well, okay, come on, man. I mean...
Emotional support animal, why don't you just roll over on one of your ideas?
Is his name Honey?
Yeah, his name's Honey. Why don't you roll over on one of your ideas? Like, sort of like roll, like, you know what I mean? Like, different kind of roll over.
Well, I'll roll over. You start talking about something, I'll start talking about something that interests me. You say that you don't like it, and then I'll immediately backpedal.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can't wait for the Super Bowl.
Don't like it.
Oh, yeah. But more like superb owl.
Yeah. Football is just guys throwing balls under their butts.
Sports ball? Can we get more passes, please?
Well, I can't help but notice that you do have a superb-looking owl on your shoulder. What is that?
Oh, this is my master. This is Hawkins.
Scene. Wonderful. So let's get into the second part of Animal Parade.
Okay.
Which is some sort of riddle or trivia, or quiz, or puzzle that you all have to solve involving animals.
Aaron,
involving
don't animals. Show how disappointed you are that there isn't an actual animal parade coming through the studio. Do not let it show on your face.
Well, after what we mentioned was in the parade, we don't want to see that.
It's just monkeys and dolphins with grenades.
No, I want to see the bat who misses his dad.
His name is Bruce Wayne. So here we go. I'm going to give you all 2 minutes on the clock, and what you have to do...
I only need one.
Okay. Aaron, you heard.
I need no minutes.
What I need you to do is come up with at least one animal for every letter of the alphabet. Again, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Starting with A, going in order through Z, you have to come up with an animal for every letter of the alphabet.
Okay, hold on.
Ready?
So, are Aaron and I...
We're a team.
You're
a team. Are we doing it co-op or are we doing it one by one?
Let's do one by one. Here we go.
Oh, but we can help each other out.
Sure, but I'm not going to give you time to think about it. Here we go.
Okay, ready?
Put your computer away, you fuck.
He's going to keep track.
Yeah, I'm keeping track, stupid.
Better. Here we go. Start.
Aardvark.
Bat.
Cow.
Dog.
Eagle.
Okay, I'm already going to remove 1 point for not saying donkey. Eagle, go.
Uh-huh. Fox. Do you want me?
Yeah, do you help? You can help.
Great ape.
Great ape?
Yeah.
That's horse.
It's a type of ape.
Do you mean a gorilla, my man?
Gorilla.
Gorilla's horse. A great ape.
You can't use a fucking
horse
adjective.
Hello.
A gorilla is one of the horse. Great apes.
Iguana.
For
horse.
H, heavy
iguana.
Dog.
Horse.
Fucks.
Horse. Iguana.
Jaguar. Kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Llama.
Lemur.
Llama. Okay. Lemur. Okay.
Great. Aaron has to do the next five.
I've been doing all of
them.
L-M. Mouse. Newt. Penguin.
Oh, orangutan. Orangutan.
Orangutan. Element. Oh, sorry. Penguin.
Q.
Q.
And Q-dub is not an animal.
Quail.
Rabbit. Snake. Turtle.
You.
Can't be mythological.
I wasn't gonna say unicorn.
This is the most
fucking
stressed I've ever seen, Aaron.
Oh, what?
What?
What's a U animal?
No, I know there is some.
Can we skip and go back?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, we
what?
Can. Yes, we can.
No. You animal.
This is my friend. This is Animal Parade. I made the rules.
Is an umpire an animal? Oh God! What the fuck is?
Okay, this is something.
Do you know one? Do you know one?
Yeah, it's something you might have for the adventurous sushi eater.
Umami.
It might be a little spiky.
Oh,
Urchin.
Urchin.
Yep. Okay.
T-U-V. My brain.
Okay, this is a carrion. It's a type of bird.
Vulture.
Vulture. V. Whale. X. Is there one that begins with X?
Xbra? Zebra?
I can think of one.
One that begins with an X.
Sure.
An excited
xylophone.
Ape.
Xylophone.
X-ray eel, maybe?
Okay. Why?
Okay, think of Benny Hill.
Yeah.
Think of the Benny Hill theme.
Yurt.
Yep, exactly.
Yurtity
Cirks.
Yeah.
And then a zebra.
Zebra.
Yay. You all got it in 2 minutes and 38 seconds, which means we have to redo it with all new animals.
Okay.
No, we're not going to do that.
The hominidae, whose members are known as great apes or hominids. Bullshit. Learn your fucking science and get back to your fucking animal bullshit.
How do we like Animal Parade?
I loved it. Loved the intro. Intro's very fun to do.
Should the intro just be the segment?
Yeah. No.
Are there other, so legit, are there other animals that begin with U?
Let's look it up.
What other animals begin with U? Do you
okay.
know?
Underwater ape.
Mm-hmm. Underwater ape sounds like a Cartoon Network Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
And all it says is underwater. Underwater. It's like Grape Ape, but drowning.
Yeah.
Sea urchin.
Urchin.
Umbrella bird.
Umbrella bird sounds fake.
U-R-I-A-L. What is this?
Uriel?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, like
Little Mermaid?
No. There's a Ulysses butterfly.
Wow,
unicorn
okay.
fish.
This is a narwhal.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot.
So most of those are also just like, again, adjective. Like the unicorn fish or the ugly bird.
What is this? Wait, the umbrella bird is very fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fun vibe, great vibe.
I think I saw those on planet Earth, and they make like a little dance.
Yeah, that's where
shine.
You would see them. I don't think you'd see them on fucking Mars.
I'm obsessed with those birds who flirt. Birds who try to be sexy for other birds.
Flirty birds.
Are the funniest things. I used to post a lot in my Instagram stories. You know those videos of birds flirting for other birds?
I really don't.
They like spin birds around the circle. They're like, whoop, 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 whoop. They're birds of prey. And they're like, whoop, 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 whoop. And then they like change their eye color. And then they bow.
That's what I'm talking
And they do like
about.
Sexy
yeah.
stuff.
And they like click.
Yeah, they're like, and they just like do little like spins.
And they
flirts.
Hop right and left. And then another one, the female will come and watch and be like, no thanks, hard pass.
Or she'll like shit on him and be like, yeah, we're in. We're freaking, this is on, my dude.
I know that's the reason why like male birds have plumage and like very colorful plumage, because if they're sick and they're like shitting all over themselves, it would cover their plumage and like bird shit.
By plumage, you mean they're puffing clouds?
Vaping? Oh, yeah, they're vaping, dude. They're fucking blowing
Guys who
huge
vape are
clouds.
Freaking hot, dude.
Yeah, birds that vape, Google
so
birds that vape. That's the hottest thing.
Let's go into, we're going to do one more, we're going to do another segment. We might do a third one. For this next segment, I need to step out of the room for just a moment.
Okay.
So you two entertain yourselves.
What do we talk about when Addle's not here?
Oh, Addle?
Yeah, that's true.
How tall do you think Addle is?
6'1".
Okay, and that feels right.
Yeah, you're 5'9", and I'm 6'11".
Yeah. Wait a minute.
6'1" is accurate. Do you know my who's God, also 6'1"?
Hitler, Mussolini.
Hitler and Mussolini were both 6'1".
Hey, Puzzbot, do you have a clone? We were just talking about clones earlier.
No, I don't have a clone.
Okay.
Okay.
But if I did, I would kiss it.
Thank you.
Same girl.
Yas, Queen Puzzbot.
Yas, Queen Puzzbot.
Puzzbot, what segment are you introducing?
Are you hosting a segment, Puzzbot?
I'm hosting a segment. Would you like to hear the title? This is the title leading into the segment. This is not the segment itself.
Is there
Let me be clear.
Is there a game that goes with the title?
No.
Oh.
Oh, good.
All right, we're ready, Puzzbot.
Yeah, what's the title, Puzzbot?
The title of this segment is Beep, Bop, Zeep, Zorp, It's Puzzbot's Trivia Corpse.
So there's a song that
what
goes
the
with the
fuck?
Title.
What the fuck? Puzzbot, did you kill someone?
Yes.
A fucking JPC, what the fuck do we do?
Is Puzzbot going to pull out a body that we have to tell him whose body this is?
Oh, God, Jesus. Oh,
here's
Jesus.
How it goes. I'm going to pull out a body. You have to tell me whose body this is and how
Puzzbot.
I killed them.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Squeezed to death with metal claws.
Correct.
Squeezed to death with metal claws.
Correct.
Squeezed to death with metal claws.
You've played this before.
I have, Puzzbot.
You win. No, joking. I was programmed to joke. I was programmed to do two things. Three things. Solve riddles, tell jokes, and feel pain.
It'd kick ass and chew bubble gum, right?
I was programmed to do two things. Be a snack and smile back.
Goldfish.
Uh-huh. Oh, good, Puzzbot.
Here's how this segment works with Puzzbot.
Sure,
Let
Puzzbot.
Me repeat the title. Beep, bop, zeep, zorp. It's Puzzbot's Trivia Corpse.
Gotcha.
Trivia Corpse is a catchy name.
Sure.
Fact.
It's a Wednesday morning. No one wants to hear the word corpse.
Trivia Corpse.
Come on.
Okay.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you about someone who in history died in an unusual way. I will give you three options in how they died. You will have to guess which is the right option.
Okay.
And will we be familiar with this person?
No.
Got it.
Probably not.
Sure.
Ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the first one. Brazilian man Joao Maria da Souza was killed in 2013 when a blank fell through his roof onto him as he slept.
Well, now I know
well
why
first
he didn't
of all, rest in peace.
Call.
That's so sorry. That's,
yes, so sorry.
Yeah.
We should not say full names. Let me beep, bop, zeep, zorp this out. Mm-hmm. When a blank fell through his roof onto him as he slept, was it a robot?
Okay, was it a unicorn fish?
What are you doing?
I explained how the segment works. I thought I would do a callback. Go ahead.
Let's do a callback to Animal Parade. A cat with a piano.
A robot with a friendship bracelet.
Oh my God.
No, he made one. I did.
Puzzbot has a best friend.
Sucking up to
JPC.
Puzzbot.
Yes. Well, Puzzbot's my new best friend.
You suck up to Puzzbot. Puzzbot sucks down on you.
No,
Puzzbot. Puzzbot.
I'm a Triceratop. Not interested, Puzzbot.
All right. Okay. All right. Well,
Daddy was made to slurp.
What's option B?
Just call your dick ramen. Because I'm a slurp that snalty
Uh-oh,
snack.
Uh-oh, Puzzbot.
Malfunction. Yeah. Malfunction.
Let's just recalibrate.
All right, A is robot.
Here we go. A Brazilian man was killed in 2013 when a blank fell through his roof onto him as he slept. Was it A, a robot? B, a cow? C, a car? Answer, please.
Cow. I'm going to say cow. Cow seems the wildest of those things.
I'll go with a car. Just to have a different answer than you.
The answer is cow. A cow fell through his roof onto him as he slept, crushing him to death.
Was the cow like on the roof on purpose? Was this a prank?
What do you think?
No.
Because cows can't go downstairs,
right? Do you think this man had a fucking farm roof?
Sure.
I went to see a scene.
There's a place in Wisconsin where there's like goats that live on top of the roof.
But isn't that true, though, that cows can't go downstairs? They can only go upstairs?
Let me check. Fact, that is correct.
I think that's an urban legend.
That is correct. Aaron is underappreciated.
Mm-hmm, taking, all right.
Puzzbot's really coming in strong with these endorsements.
I went to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are playing a farmer.
Sure.
Aaron, you are playing a cow.
Okay.
Wow. He went from compliment to Aaron, you are playing a cow.
All right, I'm ready.
Wait, hold on. Let me walk that back.
I'm excited.
Cows can't go downstairs.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Move over. I want to watch the movie with you.
Go back to the barn, okay?
No. I want to watch the movie
Come on.
With you.
We can't keep doing this, Bess.
Come
okay?
on.
No. Hey, no.
Let's watch Twister. I want to see one of my own fly through the sky.
Bess, we can't keep doing this, okay?
How come?
I let you watch Ghostbusters with me on a lark one time because I was feeling lonely, but it's time for you to go back to your barn.
But I love movies.
You've only ever seen Ghostbusters.
And I love being inside with you. It's warm in here and there's popcorn.
Can I ask you a question, Bess?
Yeah?
The way you talk. Are you a ghost? Did you die or did I die like in Sixth Sense and I could just see a dead cow?
We're both dead.
Wow, that was not even one of the options I presented. Okay, we're both dead.
Time for the scene to end.
Puzzbot.
End of scene. Closure, Finn. Was that a good edit?
No, it's so abrupt.
It hurts so much more when Puzzbot ends your scene.
Yeah.
It's not warm at all.
There's no joy, no love.
No love.
Here is the next trivia corpse. Please say that you are ready.
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 Please mean it. Have energy. Please have energy.
Woo!
Shit, hold on, we're getting pulled over. Oh, everyone God. Be cool.
I don't have a license.
I'm a robot.
Just pulling you over again today. Are you appreciating Erin?
Yes, I am.
And you have plans to continue to appreciate her?
Here's a
yes,
snake
I am.
In a mirror.
Officer, can I see your badge and gun?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, blam blam. Blam blam.
Oh,
it works. It works properly. My best friend is dead.
All right, I'm ready. Go.
Here we go. Here is the next one. This is the next trivia corpse. A Canadian lawyer was trying to prove that the glass in the windows of a 24th floor office was unbreakable by throwing himself against it. It didn't break, but it did do this. Did it A. shatter and he fell to his death? B. pop out of its frame and he plunged to his death? Or C. a robot killed him?
He said it didn't break, so it couldn't have shattered.
So I guess it just came out of its frame.
Well, or a robot killed him, which I believe...
You know, let's go with that one, Puzzbot.
Wait, he was trying to prove that the glass was unbreakable, but who knows what happened.
Oh, okay, okay.
It could be an Elon Musk situation.
Sure.
I think it popped out of its frame.
I think it also popped out of its frame.
Like a man who's at Men's Warehouse, he popped out of his frame.
Is that true?
The thing you said about Men's Warehouse?
That's horrible.
I don't think so.
You are correct. It popped out of its frame.
What year did this happen?
I went to see a scene.
That must have been so traumatizing for people to watch.
Erin, I want you to be someone who's trying to prove that the glass is
Jesus.
Unbreakable.
But
and
also
you're...
but also for this guy, he was wrong. So it's like, it's
yeah,
doubly
but also
bad.
Like, oh, there's all
it's,
sorts of nightmarish
it's
things.
It's tragic and everyone afterwards is like, he was also wrong.
Repeating self. Repeating self. I'd like to see a scene. Erin... You are trying to prove that the glass is unbreakable. And go.
Okay. You guys, check this out.
You think this glass was an unbreakable?
Yeah, this glass was an unbreakable. Look, wait, come over to my computer.
How can you prove it?
All right, come over to my computer.
It's me, office man.
All right, come over to my computer. Look. There's a freeze frame of... And stop. Fast forward and freeze. Look, that's that glass.
I mean, it's
is it a different
glass.
That could be CGI.
It's in a diner. It's in a diner.
That could be CGI.
By his hand.
No. That is the glass.
Prove it now, here and now.
Okay. Let's just go up.
I love my wife and kids.
Let's just walk up to the glass and ask it. All right. Hey, glass. Were you? I'm so sorry to bother you.
Excuse
were you
me, I'm with
in?
My wife.
I know. I'm just
I'm
so sorry.
I'm with my wife.
Were you an unbreakable?
Are you?
I'm so sorry.
I
hate. Bothering celebrities like this.
This happens to me so often. No, I was in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just
well,
as good.
Well, you look like you're famous,
just
so I just
as
knew
funny.
You were in the business.
Thank
incredible.
You.
Can
thank
I just you. Say I am a human man playing a character?
You're a robot. You're definitely a robot.
Puzzbot, you really took over the scene.
End of scene. End of scene, improv done. Here is the last one.
Okay, Puzzbot.
This has been Beep, Bop.
Finish it.
Shit. Beep, Bop, Zeep, Zorp. Puzzbot's Trivia Corpse.
Yeah, we're just going to call it Beep Bop Shit. Puzzbot's Trivia Corpse. That's the new name.
Here's the last one.
Okay.
Robert Williams, a Ford assembly line worker, is the first human in history to have been killed by blank. Is it a car?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a light bulb? Or is it a robot?
It's a robot. This is the one time it's a robot.
I feel like Puzzbot really wants us to guess that it was a robot.
It's a robot.
I would say he was killed by the unending and never-ending gears of capitalism grinding on further and further, pushing him into a career where he was forced to be killed by a robot.
Ding, 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 ding. That is the wrong answer, Buzz.
Buzzbot, you got to recalibrate your Buzz answers. I get my hopes
recalibrating
up.
Does not compute.
Was I correct?
What was your
you
answer?
You got killed by a robot.
I didn't jerk off for a whole year and I recalibrated.
Erin, Bingo, bingo, hot, ta-ta-ta.
Oh, that's actually
You are
good.
Correct. He is the first known man in history to have been killed by a robot. He was hit by a robot arm that killed him.
That's horrible.
Just so you know,
I'm
I was
so
not
sorry
there.
Sorry to his family.
Sorry to this man.
Puzzbot, why did you have to bring that up? Like, what? That you weren't there.
And this guy, and you weren't there, Puzzbot?
I was not there.
Why even say that?
Huh?
We weren't even going to ask.
But was any member of your family there? Like a father or something?
Does not compute.
You've got really strong arms. Was there like an arm bot in your family tree that may have been there, Puzzbot?
Maybe.
Can we have Adele back,
Puzzbot? Fucking murderer.
Yes, of course.
You're a murderer, Puzzbot.
We have to go do plugs.
Let me go get him.
Get the fuck out of here, Puzzbot.
Oh, Adele's back.
Hey.
Hey, Adele.
Sorry, I have my segment ready. You ready?
Adele, I don't like Puzzbot.
Why not?
If he's creepy.
He's a murderer.
Well, hey, okay, come on. We're all murderers.
Adele, anything to plug?
I have a few things I want to plug. I want to plug...
Can you pick one?
Well, I want to plug Puzzbot in so he can return.
No.
I want to recommend that people go check out season 3 of Offices and Bosses, which is a D&D type Magic Tavern spinoff, is now on Stitcher Premium. We have a few episodes that will be out by the time this releases. You can go to Stitcher Premium and sign up, I believe, using the code MAGIC to get some money off. So please check that out. The first episode stars JPC.
Features.
Well, I listened to it and it stars you. So please check that out. We also have Steve Altine returning as a series of bats, Brooke Bright as Flower, Jamie and Sammy, a bunch of fun guests. So please check out Offices and Bosses Season 3. I also want to recommend that you check out our review crew, which is our $8 tier on Patreon. We have a monthly live stream. We also have a new review of Twin Peaks up, which was a GD blast to record, and I really enjoyed. And the last thing I want to do is thank Nick Kelly and Jessica Haddle, I think her last name is, sounds like Addle, but they sent me, after I mentioned I want to keep reading the Animorphs series, they sent me 25 Animorph books.
Wow.
That's so nice.
That's very cool. Do you now, is your set any closer to completion?
Absolutely. After I got 25 Animorph books?
I didn't know if they, did they send you like 1 through 25 or did they send you the ones you were missing?
They sent me a bunch and all of them are ones I did not have.
Wow, so, that's so cool.
I'm very excited. Thank you so much, Nick and Jessica. James, anything you want to plug?
No, I would just plug that if you if you're a member of our Patreon and you liked our last Hey Rid D&D session that was hosted by Rush Howell of the wonderful Here's the Situation podcast, we will be doing another one, episode arc. So be on the lookout for that. We'll have like new stretch goals associated with it. It's very cool.
Those episodes were so fun to record.
And these are very fun. These are very,
very
fun. I won't say anymore. And that's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, and then also follow Hey Riddle Riddle on Instagram and Twitter. We love seeing like you when you tag us in fan art and when you let us know what parts of the show you love. It's just really nice to talk to you there. That's it.
And Aaron, one place that you would love to talk if there was oxygen would be...
Oh, Jupiter,
I guess
sure.
I'd like to plug a few things.
No, go away.
Fuck off.
Bye forever, 0110.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.